The posts poured in all day long, photos of smartwatches showing 2.23-mile-long runs, jogs, and walks. Sweaty people, some wearing homemade shirts and signs, posting messages of solidarity and support for Arbery's family on what would have been Arbery's 26th birthday. Here's Malcolm Jenkins, an NFL player.
Happy birthday to Ahmaud Arbery. Rest in peace, King. Doing my job for you. Even though they arrested those two men, we got to make sure they don't forget his face and that he gets his justice in court.
Arbery was killed in February while jogging through a mostly white neighborhood in Brunswick. The white father and son who chased him down weren't arrested for months until a video of the killing leaked on Tuesday. That's when the Georgia Bureau of Investigation was asked to take over the case, and authorities then arrested them 2 days later. Running was a big part of who Arbery was, says his former high school football coach, Jason Vaughn.
Running is what Mod did all the time. I mean, unless it was pouring down rain, Mod was going to find somewhere to exercise. He was going to find somewhere to run.
Arbery would go on long runs to clear his head, Vaughn says. And so the idea of hashtag I run with Mod made sense. Plus, it's pandemic approved. Many of the runners who posted online were wearing masks.
With social distancing, we had to do something that could keep people safe, but yet get the message across about the tragedy that happened to this family that we love and this family in our community.
He says the coronavirus has been one of the most difficult parts of trying to organize the protest movement. Arbery's case has been compared to that of Trayvon Martin, who was killed in Florida 8 years ago. At that time, tens of thousands of people rallied around the country in outrage. That just hasn't been possible for Arbery. But protest isn't the only way to hold authorities accountable, says NAACP President Derek Johnson.
The actual protest in a traditional manner is only a tool or vehicle to ensure we as a nation can have an accountable government that's transparent, that meets the needs and interests of all of its citizens.
He says voting, for example, is crucial. Arbery's coach Vaughn says they're thinking through the next steps of the virtual I Run With Mod movement. He says seeing the posts come in has felt good to feel the attention on the case. He posted his own video Friday.
Mod, with God's strength, I will not get tired until we get justice. Until your family finds peace. I want you to know this morning, Mod, that you got a whole community behind you. I run with Mod.
And they're not stopping until there's a guilty verdict, says Akeem Baker, one of Arbery's friends.
This was a tragedy, and this was a heinous crime. And, like, we will not stop running for Ahmaud. We will continue to run from here on after.
The director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says his agency is continuing to look into the case, and more arrests are possible. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.